That's why Alex called it Mad Russian.
Good story. All right, here's a little riddle for you guys. What falls but never needs a bandage?
Ryan.
Tree.
He falls all the time. Always. The answer is rain. The rain. And I had another joke, and it was about a boxing match, but I forgot the punchline.
Was this serious? Like, these are the jokes? All right.
Why did the egg hide? This is what we're coming to. Why did the egg hide?
Maybe the third time will be good.
Because it was other,
Easter.
The previous two jokes.
No. It was a little chicken.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Somebody cut him off.
I kept it clean.
Welcome
this
to
week. You guys should be proud
Almost
of me.
Live.
Almost Live.
We forgot to jump in because you did some weird throat thing.
You caught me off guard.
Throat
Tom.
Singing you do?
God, I'd want to add something to that. But I won't. I've already pissed people off enough today.
And yesterday.
No,
and
yesterday. You could always add more.
All right. Anyway, welcome to Almost Live from the Basement. We are super excited to be here tonight. Some of us were late. Some of us can't put card decks down.
Some of us silent.
Some of us have fucked up hairdos going on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Myself.
This is dead sexy.
Yeah, it is. That's actually your new name. Josh is actually going to put it on Facebook for you guys so you can check out sparkles.
Oh, my glasses. Oh, yeah, that always messes everything up. Keep going, Ryan. We're all
now you look like a badass.
Dude. It's like,
all right, so that, what we're going to do today, guys, Jason, we're going to play some trivia games.
Give me one when you're not smiling. Like it's a freaking mugshot.
We got a bunch of different games for you. We got our 2023. Three Almost Live Awards today. We'll see how that goes.
Second.
We
did them last year?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, but I just did them. I just told you guys who won, and you had to guess, and it was just my
it was his votes.
And I remember Sparky getting mad because all my songs were like pop songs.
And those of you guys listening,
has anyone heard any of these songs?
The Bulls cover.
No, I wrote in Skinny Little Missy by Nickelback.
Yeah, I didn't take any of your write-in votes.
I guess we're going to find out right about now.
Yeah, I wrote in Ted Lasso for the TV show because I saw zero.
One guy did
shows.
Write-in vote. No, that's not true. Mike Zamuda also did write-in votes.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
That track.
All right, so anyway, let's go around the table, introduce ourselves, see how we're doing. Thomas, how are you doing? How has your week been?
My soccer's been kind of roller coaster. So last week, I played pretty bad because I wasn't 100% healthy, and my dad was just laying into me like Jamie Tartt's dad from.
Don't ruin it. Alex hasn't seen it.
But
what?
It was that bad.
Third episode.
And he's like, if I did one thing good, he's like, you're supposed to do better. You're supposed to have eyes in the back of your head.
Yeah. Yeah, he yelled at him for not seeing what was coming.
I'm like, what the heck?
You are better than your dad at this point, right?
Well, the tide has turned this week. So the last goal of the game, I took him down. I
steal the ball from Tommy, and I think I foul him first off. So I kind of like lay off a little bit. He comes right back at me, hard, and takes it back. Keep going.
I take back. Then it's me and my dad. I lead him one way, and he keeps putting his leg out like I'm going to shoot, but I cut the other way. He goes past me, I shoot, and I score. And I'm just like, bam, I go into his face.
Wait a minute, before you shit talk, okay? You're 39 goddamn years old. How old is your father?
70.
90.
70.
But I did tell, okay.
Is he really 70?
He said, he's like, I'm a 70-year-old man running up and down. Run faster. He's yelling at Tommy.
This was, yeah, that
You're
last
on
week.
Here trash-talking your 70-year-old.
You didn't see the move. It was really good.
But then I told my dad, do you want that goal carry-on or are you going to check it in?
Oh, everybody's
flying
like,
Monday.
My dad's 72. He couldn't walk up and down that fucking field.
But no, it felt great after last week. Because he kept yelling at me, you're 40, what's wrong with you? Which I was not 40 yet.
Everyone ganged up on his dad awesome. After that. They called him Malacca. But they're like, John, I guess that was your farewell trip. Get out of here. The torch has been passed. Your son is, like, all this stuff. Nice. They were relentless on him.
In fact, it took you to 39 and a half to take the torch.
Yeah. I talked to Anton. He's like, wait. Little Tommy, he called you Little Tommy. He's like, Little Tommy's going to be 40? Like, yeah.
All right.
Look 40? No, he looks 12.
Sparky, tell us about your week. Tell us what brought on this obstrosity on your face.
Facial recognition.
I decided I wanted to make a better look. Yeah. And
failed?
And this is what I decided to go with. I figured the fifth grade gym teacher look. I figured I could pass for that.
Yeah.
And then go to jail.
The top part is what gets me. Like, this is fucking badass in my opinion. But the top, it's like, no.
That is not badass. Do not
Fu Manchu? I love that.
Yeah. But no, things have been going good. That's awesome. Work is work. Life is life. Just want my wife to start feeling better. She's been sick for a couple weeks now.
You want me to come over?
So
give her Windex. Give her Windex.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Tom. Go back to your dad. but no, things are good.
Excellent. Josh Porter.
What's up?
How's it going, buddy?
It's going well. I'm feeling better with my workouts. I'm able to get down here more days a week. Work is kind of leveled out. And I'm going to Florida on Sunday, so I'm very excited about it.
You're moving to Florida? Oh, no. Wait, no, that's in like 37,000 days.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new roomie.
New roomie. My main man, Alex. We go way back, like babies with pacifiers. He's staying here for a little bit, working out his personal life. And
now, if you remember from a few years ago,
on the couch,
you're repaying the favor, right?
Yeah.
When your personal life was a little rough, he helped you out. Now you can help him out.
The things I did in Octavia's bedroom.
Oh boy. Unspeakable.
Hey, and Ryan, the Silk
and,
Man.
And
how are
Josh
you doing?
Is no longer here today, guys.
Yeah. I'm doing good. I'm finally over sickness again, even though he still sounds like I'm sick. Life is okay, I guess. You know, what are you going to do?
Okay.
I will say, Josh looks like he's lost about 40 hairs since we started this podcast today.
Nice.
I don't know what that means.
That would require him to actually have hair.
Got a packed show, so let's get this shit moving.
All right.
You don't want another 2-hour episode like mine?
Yeah. Or another joke like Josh right here looks like a suicide bomber having second thoughts.
Oh, I got it now. Now I'm picking up what you're doing.
He comes up with the shit on the top of the
Do we have our sponsor today?
Yes.
What is the sponsor? Are you doing it now or is that in the middle?
You usually do it in the middle.
Okay, then let's go over stats.
Stats, stat me up. You got to stat me up. Woo! Stat me up. Josh is old. You got to stat me up.
Thank you.
All right, here are the show stats. In first place, Josh has won.
Woo!
Good job, Josh. No, you
winning with one?
No.
First of all, what show did Josh win?
The first one.
That was the first one.
He won the first one.
Tied in second is me and Ryan with half a point.
Oh, that's right. That is. You guys have
a point. Who's in last?
Fucking Vanellope.
Last place, Sparky.
Last place.
Hey, you know what? I can't win every year, guys.
Now for movie stats.
It's fucking February 1st. No, it's not even.
It's not even February 1st yet.
Why are we recording our third show in January?
That's what I want to know.
This is why this roughness going on right now.
Movie stats. Where the hell's the van? What's your favorite scary movie? Okay. In first, Tommy has 9.
Woo!
We're doing the math.
You're welcome, by the way.
You're welcome.
Math.
In second,
math
Josh.
Yeah, we were tied, and then Sparky spoke up.
Josh had Tez, has 10.
That's because he screwed me over, and then I realized he helped you.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, I mixed up the Excel thing, sorry. And third is Sparky's 11, and Ryan is 16.
Oh, boy.
He's way last.
I'm almost legal.
The last fact of the day is, did you guys know that when OK was graduating high school, Josh is still in preschool?
I'm telling her you said that. I'm telling her what you said.
Oh, man. All right, so just to get it... Okay, forget it.
This stairs is really dim.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, are we good to go?
Yeah.
All right, let's start off with our 2023 Almost Live Awards. We had lots of votes this year. So here's how this game's going
to
work.
45 people.
I'm going to give you the options. You guys pick who wins. If you get it right, you get 10 chips. If you're wrong, you get 3 for second, 2 for third, 1 for fourth, or you get 0 chips. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll see how this goes, all right? Let's see if it's better than last year.
So see your 10 chips folding up first.
No, you don't have to hold... Oh, yeah, you get... No. If you get first place. Write the letter on the board that you think won.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So we started with best movie. Here were our nominations. A is Across the Spider-Verse. B, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
That wasn't on there.
C, Air. D, Oppenheimer. E is Creed 3.
Don't even say Barbie.
And F is Barbie.
F Barbie.
So go ahead, write down A through F, and then go ahead and flip it. All right, we got Tommy. You took F.
Fuck Barbie.
That is one chip.
Because he got the worst pick.
D is Oppenheimer for Spark. That is two chips. B is Guardians of the Galaxy for Josh. That is three chips. Oh, the winner was Across the Spider-Verse.
Which 20, is what I voted for.
What is it? You put a D on there.
No, like I voted for...
Oh, then why'd you change it now?
I didn't think I voted the right one.
Well, you know what's funny? It won by one vote over Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh. So you stopped Josh from... getting first place.
Yeah, fucking Josh.
All right, next category is best TV show of 2023. A, we got The Last of Us. B, Jury Duty. C, Poker Face. D, Gen V. E, Twisted Metal. And F is The Bear.
And G is Ted Lasso. That's the one I voted
for. Why don't you pick that one, dude?
Okay. Wait, say real quick again.
Yep. A is Last of Us, B is Jury Duty, C is Poker Face, D is Gen V, E is Twisted Metal, and F is The Bear.
And G is Ted Lasso.
G is Ted Lasso.
I'm sticking with what I
think. All right, ready on three, flip it.
F.
We'll start this way. We got Josh. F, he took The Bear. That gets him two chips.
Two chippies.
You took E, Twisted Metal. That gets you one chip.
Bullshit. Not enough people watch that shit.
D, Gen V.
Yeah.
It gets you no chips. Oh. The winner was The Last of Us with 32%.
No one in this room saw that show but you.
Seriously.
I didn't even vote for it. Did you like it?
Yeah.
All right.
Phenomenal.
It's
phenomenal.
By the way, Gen V was awesome.
Gen V was awesome.
I watched that show in like 3 days.
Yeah.
All eight episodes.
28 episodes.
Oh, episode 5.
On Last of Us?
Is that the Ron Swanson episode? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to tell you why I don't love that episode, but hey, I know it's cinema gold, but it has nothing to do to push the plot forward. Hey. It's just
what streaming services are?
HBO Max.
I got it. So fuck.
You're not Max?
Nope.
I give you my code. Oh wait, it's Ryan's code. Yeah,
I can help you with that. All right. Three is best team last year. We have A, the Kansas City Chiefs, B, the Denver Nuggets, C, the Texas Rangers, D, the Las Vegas Knights, E, the Vegas Aces. And F, the Columbus Crew.
The fuck are the Vegas Aces?
WNBA.
We will follow Crew.
What are the first three?
Chiefs are A, Nuggets are B.
I'm sticking with what I picked.
All right, we'll start with Spark this time. What do you got, Spark? B, the Denver Nuggets gets you three chips.
I knew all of you all like basketball.
Yeah, A is the Chiefs. That gets you 10 chips. That is the correct answer.
Oh,
what?
And also
they surprised
A over
the heck
here.
Out of me.
This is not because they won the Super Bowl last year. So
I don't. I knew it was last year, not this year. But
yeah, they got 46% of the vote. I voted Nuggets, but
I voted Rangers because they won me money.
Right, there you go.
If the 49ers win.
All right, not that we are sexist, but I didn't think enough people would know female athletes, so we just did best male athlete. Of the year, we had A, Shohei Ohtani, B, Nikola Jokic, C, Connor McDavid, D, Christian McCaffrey, E, Lionel Messi, or F, Scottie Scheffler.
Or E, Caitlin Clark.
I wrote my dad.
What is the next
one? Wait, say it again.
Ohtani is A, Jokic is B, McDavid is C, McCaffrey is D, Messi is E, and Scheffler is F. Miles Bridges scored 30 points tonight. Shit.
Oh, did he get...
I don't know. I don't
wait,
know.
I'm going to change mine.
It just popped up on a banner for me. Tommy, okay. We're going to start back at you. Go ahead.
McCaffrey,
that gets you 10 chips.
Motherfucker, I changed off of that.
You got Lionel Messi.
God damn it.
That gets you two chips. And you D, Christian McCaffrey.
Fucking
that is also
off of
10 chips.
I had Ohtani,
but here's the thing. If you would have had Ohtani, you would have also got 10 chips.
Oh, that's why I switched it to.
He tied.
I had Ohtani. I switched
Ohtani
it
to. And McCaffrey. I got a late message last night with some picks. And I'm like, son of a bitch. That just tied it up. All right. So we go to best song. For A, we have Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For? B, Luke Combs, Fast Car. I can see I spelled Combs wrong.
Yeah.
C, Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
Smiley.
D, Harry or Styles, North. As It Was. E, Lil Durk and J. Cole, All My Life. F, Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down.
And G, Skinny Little Missy, Nickelback.
The problem with this, like, I want to stick with my answer. Nah, who cares?
Spark, I'll start with you. C, Miley Cyrus, Flowers gets you one chip.
It's Smiley.
Josh, Luke Combs, Fast Car was the winner.
God damn it.
Good amount.
I fucking voted for that, too.
Harry Styles,
As It Was, gets you two chips.
I already lost
it. Fast Car was 42% for the win. It was probably the biggest.
Zero of those songs.
You've never heard Flowers? You know how many times I heard it today?
Alex Goldberg is like, I only listen to Tecmo music. I'm like, all right, bud.
I counted every
All right, time. Biggest moment of the year. A, Taylor Swift takes over football. B, Barbenheimer. C, Trump mugshot. D, Damar Hamlin almost kind of dies on the field. E, the boom of AI. F, Hamas raid in Israel. We'll start with Josh.
I think it's A, but I'm going to go with my answer.
D, Damar Hamlin is the number one answer.
I'm killing it today, guys.
That's what I voted for,
too. All right, what do you got? Taylor Swift gets you one chip. And C, Trump mugshot gets you two chips. That's what I voted
Ryan
for.
Ryan voted for.
So did five other people. All right, and our last one. The biggest moment.
Skip A.
In Almost Live for 2023 is Penelope Gate. C is Switch to the Actual Basement. D is Punishment Passing. E is Sparky punishing Ryan, even though he did the fucking plank. And F is Josh's inability to win a Sparky show ever. All right. We'll start with you, Tom.
It's not win.
It's lose.
Every Sparky episode is
the victory. 10 chips. 10 chips. 10 chips. I voted for Penelope Gate, and no one else did.
How do they know what it is?
45% voted for Josh.
To be honest, I read it, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. I kept going. Now,
you seriously didn't know?
I forgot.
I almost
when I read the list out loud, I
put Ryan.
All right, who's low? Who's low?
Me.
All right. We're going to start top 10. That was our coin flip. So we're going to go to top 10. Now, this is our seventh season. Our first season was 2018 was with this... with this crew, this new beginning.
I wasn't the post Warren.
You weren't, but you're. But we.
5/13th part five.
But we got rid of Joe and we brought in Tomas.
Yeah, and we got rid of Mari, and so yeah. I mean, Josh did, but I feel like we all.
We all kind of won that one too.
So I mean, I love you guys. This has been great. This is going to be our seventh year. This is our seventh year. This really means a lot to me that we get to meet up, make these shows. So, for top 10, I want to know the top grossing films in our first season of 2018. All right, I'm going to give you guys a hint. It's a lot of Disney, okay? Or Disney people acting in other movies. So, that will be your big hint. After you get to three strikes, I'll do, obviously, bigger hints because I want you guys to get them eventually. All right. Deadeyes, you get to go first.
Frozen.
Frozen, no. All right, Josh. 2018. There's huge movies in 2018.
There's huge movies
know. Every year.
Every fucking year.
Yeah, but not this huge.
Top Gun.
No, when you said it, when I thought it was Frozen 2. No, okay. For some reason, I knew it wasn't Frozen.
Jumanji.
But... Jumanji is in there. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle is number 7. You get 8 chips because we're doubling it again. That movie made $236 million.
Is this the year I picked that weird Indian film?
Chichor?
Yeah, Chichor. Trying to think what I was picking in my kitchen. Chichor.
All right.
And Lake Villa. Like, right? That's when it's one.
Chichore. Chichor.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. It's big. A lot of Disney. Okay?
Just saying the same thing. Way.
A lot of Marvel.
Avengers Endgame.
That is Stu Wright 2. Josh.
Captain America Civil War.
Strike 2.
Fuck this game.
Avengers Infinity War.
That is correct.
Fuck you!
But here's the thing. It's not even the biggest movie of the year. I was blown away by that. It's number 2. It made $679 million. That is going to be 18 chips.
Tom's fucking, look it up.
Tom's running away with it.
All right. Sparky, I'm going to give you the number 1
sure.
clue. It is a Marvel movie that actually made more money than Infinity War.
Oh, thanks.
I'm blown away.
Man, helping him.
That same year.
That same year.
It's a cultural movie.
Wakanda. Black Panther.
Correct. Black Panther made exactly $700 million. That is 20 chips. Very nice. All right, Josh, you get number 3. This is actually, it is not a Marvel movie, but it is Disney. It's animated, and it's a part 2.
Oh, does that help you out?
No. Animated part 2. Let's go. Despicable Me 2.
It's definitely one of those.
Not Disney, and oh. not correct. You have struck out.
That's definitely what no I was points. Going with, bro.
Tommy, you still,
me and you are, the same
you
idiot.
Still are clear on the board haircut. With no strikes.
Whatever.
But Josh, you're not out. We'll come back once.
Guardians of the Galaxy out. Volume 2.
Guardians of the Galaxy is a strike, unfortunately.
Thank God.
Spark.
I'll take a hit.
There is no more hits for you.
2018. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go...
What was the horror movie then?
Thor.
Incorrect. You are out. Tommy, give me a guess away, and then I will give you a clue.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, I thought it was on there. No, that is a strike. It is not on there. Not even the right year. I don't know why I thought it was on there.
All
right.
Animated second part of him.
Here's your clue. It's it's your non-horror favorite movie series of all time. And this movie is absolute garbage.
Just fucking personalize it for him.
Jurassic Park. Or Jurassic World, I should say. Jurassic World.
Do you want to just hand it to him? On a fucking silver platter?
Dominion.
Ah, that is incorrect.
Can I tell you what it is?
All right. So here, we have get your buzzers wait. Ready.
Oh, can it's buzz? Very faded.
Can I buzz for that one?
I'll help you.
Go ahead.
Number 1.
Extinction. Okay.
Can you actually see it?
No.
Extinction. Damn.
What? Okay, we'll start with 10. We'll start with 10. This is a another Disney movie that they bought the franchise. It's
I went too early. Deadpool 2.
I'm going to give you Deadpool 2 because it's on the list. It's number 5.
Oh.
That's the doubling is over because we're doing it this way, but that's six right. chips.
Thank you.
All right. So this is can I go?
Yeah.
Spark?
You don't know. Episode 2. Star Wars.
No. But it's in that series. You would almost say it's a independent movie. Tom.
Rogue One.
No. That's no, it's better. It's
Rise of the Skywalker. Rise of Skywalker.
No.
Okay.
No.
Alex?
It starts with a C.
It's it's a spin-off movie of one of the main characters.
Oh, it's the
Solo.
Solo, good job. Who said it first?
At the same time, but you can give it to me.
I think it was Tom.
Oh.
I'll give you both one. As much as I don't want to give it. I'm not trying to...
No, I feel like ENIAC.
All right. Number 9 for two chips. This is a Marvel movie. Guy shrinks.
4.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That is correct. Two chips.
The wrong one. What is that?
I believe we need to X that a little bit quicker next time.
Keep going.
He was incorrect.
Oh. Number 8 for 3 chips. This is a Tom Cruise franchise.
Idiot.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
6.
No idea what that means.
Prototype.
Nope.
I'll go Ghost Protocol.
Nope.
No.
Mission Impossible Dark Order.
No, cool. It's Fallout. I've never even
Fallout,
heard of that
that's
one.
The one we didn't know.
I'm giving you a chip because you at least...
I don't know. I didn't get it.
What's horrible is I was going to say Mission Impossible before we had all these hints. I was going to say it at the beginning, and I'm like, I don't know what any of the movies are called.
Jumanji was 7. Number 6, this guy plays Doctor Strange, but he's not Doctor Strange.
Crap. The Grinch.
That is correct. 5 chips.
The Grinch. This is the loudest snow ever.
5 is Deadpool. 4 is dinosaurs. Anybody want to guess it?
You.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
That is correct. Very nice.
I said it before. When you read it, I was like,
extinction.
Oh,
extinction. Fallen Kingdom. I'm like, what?
I'm like, it just popped into my head.
Number 3, did we get this one? Disney Part 2?
No.
Okay. Fallen Kingdom is the second one in the series.
Disney animated movie Part 2. Give me some Part 2s that came out around 2018. I honestly thought it was a little
Minions
older than this.
Too.
No, stop saying
Disney. It's not Disney. I got it now. I forgot why I was wrong the first time I said something. Idiot.
Idiots. Why do you have an E.T. game? All right, forget it.
We got it for
Disney. Can you give us like a character two? For a hint?
Dash.
Incredibles 2.
Got this button.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything yet. I just
what are you going to say?
Incredibles 2.
All right. I'll give Josh 5. I'll give Tom 3.
Wow. You're nice.
Wow.
All right. That wraps up the top 10. Apparently just throwing out a random year and having you guys pick movies from it was not the greatest
idea. We weren't great at that.
But
I'll take that AD over Mr. Top 68 name 86 Marvel movies.
Name is every Marvel movie ever.
Sat around for 30 minutes naming Marvel movies.
The best part about that was Sparky got so mad when Josh had like 40 something. So he decided to then top.
Oh, yeah. He's like, Josh is top 78. And he's like, I'm going to go over that. I'm going to go over
All right. So who's going first segment? I'm going to go with not Sparky because I
go Thomas J.
All right. I guess I won't go. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. This will be another Greek dad segment here. So this is a specific story itself, but my dad and watching TV and movies is weird. So it still be a combination of little mini stories. For example, we're downstairs watching Friday 13th Part 3. I think I've said this story a while back in the first set of series, but we're watching Friday 13th Part 3 in 3D with those, you know, 80s 3D glasses.
Love those.
So my dad comes down and is like, what the hell are you guys wearing on your face? Like, we're watching 3D, you know, 3D movie, 3D glasses. What does that mean? I'm like, sit down and look. So I gave him 3D glasses, like, oh, shit. Because it came out, you know, 3D. So he's like, oh, shit, it's coming out. So I'm like, yeah, this 3D movie. So apparently he thinks that works at any time because the next day, I don't know where I was coming from, but he was watching maybe it was football or basketball with the 3D glasses on. And he's like, these things don't work. I'm like, that's because it doesn't work for regular TV. It only works for a specific movie. So going along with that, so when you're watching a movie with my dad, you'll know if he likes it or he hates it. Because if he doesn't talk, he likes it. Okay. He'll see you like, oh, shit, or something like that. But if he hates the movie, he will talk through the whole thing. For example, Spider-Man. He hated Spider-Man, the one with Tobey Maguire.
What?
So he's like, eh, what the hell? He gets beaten by some stupid spider. He can jump. He can run. He throws stuff. You know what they should call it? They should call him Bullshit Man. So he's hating this movie this whole time.
Tom should be a writer.
And then the TV shows we're watching. There's two TV shows he hates the most. First one is at Diners, Drive-In, and Dives with Guy Fieri. We're sitting there watching. He goes, "Ech, if this fat ass come into my kitchen and eat all my goddamn food, I'd kick him the hell out." So he hated that guy watching that. The other movie, the other show he hates is Pimp My Ride.
Cancel, Alexa. Cancel, Ziggy.
So he hates Pimp My Ride because they're doing all this stuff to these cars. And I was like, what the hell is it? He's putting like a stupid fridge in his car? Ech, I wouldn't pay $20 at this car for an auction. So he goes on and rags.
Why are you watching Pimp My Ride with your dad?
I don't know. It just randomly came on the TV. We had the TV on, so. But I don't know. Do y'all have any stories or anything watching stuff for your dads? If anything weird comes up, or there's certain things that they would watch and not watch.
The best part about watching movies with my dad was my neighbors, like 10 neighborhoods over, could fucking tell me what I was watching. Because my dad was deaf. So it was so fucking loud that it like was, you could feel the volume coming out of the speakers.
Like, oh, it's like Sparky's watching a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, and that was somebody in three towns down the road.
Yes. For my dad, there's two big things I remember. One, because he always had that like hardly ever there dad guilt. So we would always go see, we'd always go to games or movies. Every single weekend I was there. So we would go to sometimes two movies a weekend. And he would always get up there and at the last minute forget the name of the fucking movie we were seeing. So he's like, oh yeah, can I get three to, I don't know. These kids pick out this movie. I'm like, why do you got to explain this to him every time? And there's no way you don't remember. He's like, I don't know the name. What are we seeing? And then he makes the biggest deal out of it. And we're like, Ninja Turtles, Dad. We're seeing Ninja Turtles.
He's like, give me three for the traveling pants of the sister.
This is the first Ninja Turtles?
I think so, yeah. I think it
was. Did you watch that when you were in high school?
No. And then the second thing he would college. Do is when we watch movies at home, he would sit through the whole movie, he'd laugh a little bit. He's like, this is great. And then 5 minutes, 6 minutes for the movie ends, he just gets up and starts doing like a chore or a task. He's like, oh, let me get all these glasses. And he walks away. I'm like, Dad, it's the very end of the movie. Just tell me how it ends. I'm like, what? Every movie. I can specifically remember Battleship. We watch Battleship. He's loving this damn movie. Like, he thinks it's the greatest action movie ever. And he's like, yeah, I've seen enough. I'm like, this is literally the main fight at the end of the movie, Dad. He's like, yeah, you know the good guy's going to win. Bless you. And then he leaves. He's so like, that was a watching TV like, my dad.
I did. You said my Battleship, B4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
C3.
Yeah.
And, last thing, he'd like off of Sparky's, he'd come downstairs, and they'd be like, why the hell you got the TV up so loud? Like, this was the volume you left it. We watched this entire movie this way.
For my dad, when we lived here together, it was Game Show Network. He'd have that on. There was a TV just always on in the kitchen.
They had it that long ago, Game Show Network? Yeah. I thought they were actually coming out as their like actual
America Says
premiere for your.
Oh no! This is last year when my dad lived here.
Oh, I thought you were talking. All right.
No, as a child, I didn't really live with my dad or have any great memories, which is why it flipped so much when we started living together. But thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks for that.
But no, he'd always have it on, and he'd talk about baggage. Jerry Springer hosts. You know, they go through the different baggage and they open up their bags and you got to figure out, oh, that's too much bag. I can't deal with that. He's like, there's one, Josh, you got to see it. It says, you know, because they go to commercials, like, is her biggest baggage this, or was she a man? And it turns out it was the one or she was a man. So it comes on. I didn't see it when he was here. He calls me from Florida. He's like, Josh, the one is on when she's a man. I turn out, I'm like, yeah, it doesn't look like a man at all. I'm going to bed, Dad. But he was so into the Game Show now. It doesn't matter what it was. America Says was on quite a bit. He knew, he's like, oh, they play these all the time. I know the answers to these. I'm like, Jesus, like, I've never seen one rerun on there. And I used to watch it all the time, too. Like,
he's like Quiz Lady, but a man.
Yeah, it was just constantly. He's like, oh, I really like this show. Oh, this is a good one. You ever watched it? Like, Common Knowledge with Joey Fontaine. He had them all.
Is it really Fontaine?
How do you say it?
I have Fontaine? No idea, but it just sounded
fat
weird.
Fat one? Fontaine?
Fontaine.
Yeah. What did I say?
Fontaine.
You didn't
he's a Fontaine boat.
Well, you never saw a rerun, so you're like 35.
All right. Let's hit 40 next week or whatever it is.
All right, you old fuck. All right, let's get to man.
Rain on you on your birthday.
Jeopardy!
Sorry, I was yelling.
No, no, you're good. Again, this is going to be double, so all the points are 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. Let's get a quick chip count before we go into the categories. 72 for Josh.
66.
49. 66 and 49.
You got your age, Sparky?
So this, man, finally, these guys, their age jokes.
Ageism well, is a real thing.
All right. So let's get into the categories today. It's first one is new coaches. All right. Basically, I'm going to tell you a coach. You tell me where they now work. All right, second one is I'm the bad guy. I'm going to give you the name. I'm going to give you a name of
somebody's wife.
Of a bad guy. You tell me what they are from.
Oh, I thought we were talking about what you did to become the bad guy.
And we're bringing one of the oldies but goodies back, TV and movie geography. All right. I'm going to give you...
This is stupid.
I'm going to give you some places that are fictional, and you tell me what I'm watching.
I appreciate it. Look at these up on a map.
They're not real.
So wait, like, you're going to say Metropolis, and we're going to say Superman.
Well, yeah. Remember, that was DC Universe last time. But yes.
Is there a Daily Double?
He said Arendelle, and then yep. Tommy said...
Okay.
Just put it in now.
He's looking at me weird. I'm like, there's no Daily Double.
I just put the Daily Double in now.
He said okay. Arendelle, and Tommy said Frozen.
There we go. All right. So, Sparky, you're low man, but we're going to go. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Sparky. You got the board.
All right. Geography for, just kidding, coaches for two.
Coaches for two. All right. You guys got buzzers ready?
Yeah. Wait, why Remember, is your wait, why is yours 2, 4, 8, 6, 8, 10?
They're double.
That's what it is. It's double.
Oh, fuck.
Dumbasses.
Oh, 4, 2. So he wants a 1-pointer?
Yes.
I mean a 2-pointer?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
God, are we new at this, guys?
I'm just going to use Sparky's chart.
Yeah. All right. All right, ready? Everybody ready to buzz?
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh. Number one. No idea who that is because your wires are crossed.
That's the Chargers.
That is correct for 2 chips. If you get it wrong, you lose half. I'm going to do that because I don't want Spark just buzzing in before I read it out. All right.
Guy for two.
I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
Transformers.
I forgot what we were doing.
Thomas.
Megatron.
That is correct. I'm like, I forgot what we were doing. 4 chips. Throw me a single, please.
I'm like, where did it happen? I thought it was TV and movie geography. Like,
and you now have the board.
Let's do...
I'm scared.
Coaches for 6.
Coaches for 6. I like how you're fishing already. That's good. Craig Council.
Chicago Cubs. Okay,
that is correct.
Boom.
6.
Where?
Ships.
The Chicago Cubs.
Who?
I got off the boat after cruise and was hearing about how pissed off Milwaukee was at Great Council.
Where'd they get it from? Triple A Canapolis?
Milwaukee. Jack Hawk.
Same thing. All right, Spark. You pick.
All right, let's go for geography for 8.
TV and movie geography for 8. All right, what am I watching if I am seeing the Rainbow Bridge? 9 Realm. Sparky.
Vanellope. It's Wreck-It Ralph.
That is not correct. Rainbow Bridge.
They fucking have it.
Though. Oh, yeah. Yo, 4. Sorry.
They have the fucking Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, maybe they do, but it's not well. Oh.
Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers is incorrect. Give me a 5. I'll give you a 1 back.
I did not.
All right. Yet. This is all you. You can take the whole category. The Rainbow Bridge, the 9 Realms, Odin's Vault, and Asgard.
Oh.
What am I watching?
I don't know why I buzzed. Thor.
Thor is correct.
The rainbow thing threw those off.
Yeah.
I think of the Rainbow
when
Road.
When he said it, when he said the second thing, the 9 Realms, like, wait.
There you go, my friend. And nice. You have control of
Let's
the board.
Go bad guy for 4.
Duh.
I'm the bad guy. All right. Skeletor. Tommy.
He-Man.
He-Man is correct.
And the Masters of the
They have a new series.
Wait, He-Man is the bad guy?
Kevin Smith wrote it.
Skeletor is a bad guy.
Skeletor.
Yeah, the first one is where he said Transformers, you had to say the bad guy. This one, he said the bad guy, you had to say. I'm very confused, too. Let's keep
geography for 6.
What do you mean? No. Oh,
the first
right,
one
you
said
I'm like, you did it backwards.
Yes, I did.
I'm like, wow. I'm like, Skeletor is the bad guy.
Connect the dots.
What are we on? What are we doing? I'm sorry.
Geography for 6.
2? For 6?
6.
Yeah. Okay. What am I watching if I'm seeing the Enchanted Forest? There's no way you got this. You might as well just give me 3 chips right now.
Narnia.
Nope. 3 chips, please.
This is why he did it. Now I like the rule. Yeah. So he can't just buzz in, think about it, and give an answer.
All right, we got the Enchanted Forest. We got the Southern Isles. We got Wandering Oaken's Trading Post. And we got Arendelle.
Frozen.
Oh. Frozen is correct. Very nice.
I used the example, and it 6 came back chips. At me. Like
way to hit it.
Let's go bad guy. No, let's go geography for 1.
Look,
2.
Look at
2.
Josh now getting into the zone with geography, picking it. If it's fake geography, he's all over it.
Yeah.
All right, we got, what am I watching if I'm seeing Agrabah, the Cave of Wonders, the Market.
Aladdin.
That is correct. The Marketplace and the Sultan's Palace for two chips.
I would have never gotten it out of any of those. Let's go.
In the video game. It's over there.
Bad guy for eight.
All right, bad guy for eight is the Daily Double.
Oh, he fished. Josh, he found nice. It.
I don't know why you're looking like you're upset about it.
You're fishing for it. Yeah. Wanted it. He's grabbing a 25, now looking at the fives, counting up what he's got. Don't look over here. Because I'm a bad guy.
12.
12, okay. What movie is Lord Farquaad the bad guy of?
Shrek.
That is correct. For 12. Damn,
Lord.
Nah, you didn't know.
Rhymes are tricky.
Yeah.
So. Let's go bad guy for 10.
Bad guy for 10. What movie is Judge Doom the bad guy of? Tommy.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
That is correct. For 10. Who plays him?
Christopher Lloyd.
Yep. Yeah, Lloyd.
Good call.
I was going to beat him for Christopher Walken. I was this close. Very close.
Thanksgiving.
Geography for 4.
Geography for 4. All right. What am I watching if I'm seeing Kansas? The Emerald City. Tommy.
Wizard of Oz.
The Yellow Brick Road and Oz.
I should have fucking buzzed at Kansas.
When he said single.
Thank you,
sir.
What was the first one?
Geography for 10.
I thought it was going to be Smallville.
Geography for
10. Wizard of Oz is what I thought.
What am I watching if I see Green Hills?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That is correct, which was also said earlier. Green Hills, San Francisco, Mushroom Park. How the hell did you get it from Green Hills?
That's the first level.
Yeah, it is.
Green Hill. Okay. It's Montana. Game right. All right. We got a whole bunch of coaches and a bad guy. What do you want to do?
If I said Belichick, it could be a bad guy or a coach. Let's go with coach 4.
I would also accept Saban. 4. All right. Where is Doc Rivers working?
Milwaukee Bucks.
That is correct.
Bitches, I got a basketball question for you.
For
his team, my sport.
It's called What's Up, Doc Rivers.
What's up, Doc Rivers?
That is a weird hire, in my opinion.
Let's go, guy for 6.
The defense has been a lot better.
Is it? All right.
We couldn't get merch, though.
All right, the final. I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
Shere Khan. Tommy.
Jungle Book.
That is correct for 6. Very nice.
Who is the bad guy in the second Black Panther movie?
Namor.
Khan?
Namor.
Oh.
Namor?
What's his name? The guy who lives underwater. Isn't it Namor? I think it's Namor. I don't know. All right, we got coaches for 8 or coaches for 10?
Just go down the list.
All right, thanks. All right, where does Kalen DeBoer work? Kalen DeBoer. I'm going to give you a hint.
Do we get a free guess when it's hint time?
All right, yeah, feel free, jump in. Half chips. Okay.
Iowa.
No. You guys don't even have to buzz in, just say it now, you two. He did work at Washington.
That's a he?
Kalen DeBoer. He worked at Washington this year.
Whisper it to me.
If these guys don't get guess.
Settle down. It's Buffalo loud for Bills. The listeners.
Buffalo Bills is incorrect.
Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons incorrect. Sparky, I guess.
Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh, you just said a saving thing, too.
I didn't know that was a guy.
Well, he technically should have lost chips in that one.
And then you said him, yeah, and so. I'm like, oh, that's DeBoer. That's, I know.
We said free guess, I think, before he's...
Yes, it was a free guess.
Yeah.
All right, and the last one, Jared Mayo. Where is Jared Mayo coaching? All right, for half chips is an free NFL guess. Team. Free guess. NFL team.
NFC, AFC?
Atlanta Falcons.
Incorrect.
NFC or AFC?
AFC.
What?
Good God.
Oh.
There it is.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, what?
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 No, they hired a new coordinator.
Raiders?
No, he's the head coach.
Raiders?
No. We literally brought his name up, the old coach, just a few minutes ago.
Oh, New England Patriots.
Yes.
Oh. That's do NFC. I get like one for that?
I will give you two.
I appreciate that, man. It's not going to fucking help.
That's AFC. All right. So let us go over to my buddy Spark.
Well, let's count up our chips and then we hear from our non-sponsor.
All right.
And then,
let's do that.
We'll go from there.
Let's do whatever.
And we'll come back with Dead or Alive.
All right. Today's non-sponsor of the show is by Pixar. They'll keep making things talk to you, don't show up.
True. We need Josh.
True.
Back.
True.
With his listening ship.
I was gonna throw it.
Did you really struggle with that hard?
I guess. So. Yeah. It sounds
let's
great,
let's talk about chip counts. Spark, you have 60.
Yeah. Is I'm rocking it.
Oh man, that's kind of rough.
He had a few subtractions. In
normally, episode. 60 would be a big number, and I promise you, you do have plenty of chances to come back. Josh is sitting with 86, then Tommy. At this point in the game, probably the highest chips in one of
Ryan's
my shows.
Ryan's category.
Are we going to ride the train?
114.
Yay.
We are about to do a game, but I will tell you about it after you tell the world what's going on in Sparkmanville.
Sparkmanville. All right. So this past couple, months at work has been very stressful. There's been a lot going on. It's, when I say a lot's going on, I don't mean we're very busy, but the problem has been is we're not busy, and keeping everybody busy is a stress. Like everybody, hey, I need something to do. I need something to do. I need something to do. And keeping them busy is hard. Well, for people that don't know, my company sells snowblowers.
Oof.
What is fucking required to be able to sell a snowblower?
Snow.
What do we not have a lot of? Snow. So,
which I'm happy about.
For anyone that doesn't know, New York City has not seen a measurable inch of snow in over 700 days.
Jesus.
It's been two fucking years.
Sold a lot of snowblowers to New York City?
The Northeast is our big market. Ah. So Boston, New York, Maine, that's our big market. And closer to the shore. All those big storms up in Buffalo, 4 feet of snow, a snowblower ain't going to do shit with.
You know, you've said snowblower like 6 times, and I haven't been able to make one joke. Being in my 40s sucks.
Well, what's like, would I be accurate if I said there's been more snow in the Hunger Games?
President Snow.
Oh, wow. All right, sorry, keep going.
So it's been, I mean, I'm the manager. A lot. I have 23 people that report to me. And I got people asking me questions. Are our jobs safe? Should I look for another job? Can we get overtime? Are we going to have 40 hours? I mean, all these questions. It's just like, I'm like, I can't answer that. If I did know, I can't tell you. B, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what the next year is going to look like. And it's hard to tell people, like, I don't like the lie. But I have to, like, sound confident because I got yelled at because I paused on a question. Somebody asked me, should we start looking for another job? I hesitated in my response, and 4 people went to HR because they were afraid for their job.
Oh, boy.
Like, all right, I understand we're in fucking participation trophy culture world now because everybody needs a pat on the back. I get it.
I could use more of those.
Hey, but, attaboy.
Thanks,
Dad.
The fact that I hesitated should not be the reason you're in HR crying. Because you think you're losing your job. Grow the fuck up. But that's the kind of stress that I'm on right now. Because I have to be careful with the words I say. I have to be careful with all that. And I just wish work was better. So where I'm trying to go with this though is, over the past couple months it's been that bad, that I'm contemplating looking for another job. However,
you are?
I am. Because I don't know if I want to be the manager anymore. Because of the amount of stress that this is putting on me. I'm good with where I'm at. It's a good pay. I wouldn't complain about it. Yeah, I'd like more. But don't we all? I mean, is anyone ever happy with their salary?
Because everybody wants more.
Well, if you want to make less and have more stress, you can come work where I work.
No thanks. But, like, I want to ask your guys' thoughts. Like, if you're feeling this stressed, what would you do?
I got some follow-up questions real quick before we get to that.
Okay.
What is the average hours these people are getting where they're... I mean, some are asking overtime, but are they even hitting 40?
Nobody is getting... Everybody's getting 40 hours unless they voluntarily go home. I have not had to send people home yet. Everybody has... If they're not getting 40, it's because come Friday, I go, hey, anybody want to go home? Jeez. And thankfully, I have gotten volunteers. If I did not get volunteers, I would have to send people home.
When I worked there, it was like you show up at 6 and you leave.
At fucking 9. Who fucking at knows? 9 p.m. Yes. It was way different back then. And God, do I miss those paychecks and wish I knew how to save money. I mean, I was working probably, I think I looked at it in the year that he worked there. Was that 2020? I think it was right before, COVID, the year before COVID. 2019.
Yeah.
I think I worked 653 hours of overtime.
Damn. Did he tuck his shirt in for the interview?
No, he did not. But there he didn't have to because he was not working for an office position.
Slot machines were really excited that year.
So you don't like to lie to the employees or whatever, but you're pretty good at lying to your wife. Can you use those same strategies?
Wow.
The stress you're feeling, is that why you got the hair loss going on right now?
Wow, go fuck yourself.
Sorry.
And
I wrote notes.
I'm not gonna lie. Half the time I was looking at your face, imagining driving on a roundabout the whole time.
Stuck in a circle. It feels like almost like when Zoe gets grounded from her iPad and over there, she gets nothing when she comes here. So I have to find something. It's like they're kind of like, you got something for me to do. That's how Zoe is. So I felt like your story immediately put me back in fatherhood. So get ready for Dakota. Nice. Asking for stuff. Especially if you have to take away your screen time. It's the worst.
Yes. Yeah, I already had it with Dakota.
Yeah. I hope you lose that one where you got it, your child to pour something on your head. I made that hoping Dak could dump something on your head, to be honest.
Sounds like a Tuesday.
Tommy, you got anything to add to this? Sounds like a Tuesday.
You just can't stop staring.
I'm still driving. I'm still driving in the roundabout right now.
Anything for Sparky?
Ah, man. You know what? I would hold on to your job for now until you can definitely find something that makes you more happy.
Agreed.
I would start looking. Always be looking. But until you got something for sure in the bag, you know, hang tight.
You could use me as a reference if that helps.
Don't be Jane.
Together at BK Lounge.
I mean, I could use the CEO over here who doesn't fucking tuck in his shirt for an interview and has CEO on his resume.
I showed up with the CEO of my new company today. We're looking just like this. He looked at me 3 times. He looked at my shoes because he was sitting next to me like, oh, he made it clear he was looking at my shoes.
That's because he went to the CEO of most people that walk in that business don't have shoes.
Oh.
That's true.
Maybe he's like,
my man Josh. We should be telling people about that.
Nike
chip for you. I forgot about that. My man Josh here supplied one of my homeless clients with a fantastic new pair of shoes that was really smooth.
Check him see your clothes that you
it was
like?
Under Armour. Yeah.
It was. The dude's like, what?
Did Droop drop something?
Yeah, Droop gave him a couple pairs. I only gave him one of the pairs Droop gave so I can hold on to the other ones.
Spread the wealth.
No. You should give him your dog.
Droop wears size 10s.
Isn't socks the most requested item?
Yeah, actually, it really is.
Oh, shit. I wish I would know.
Socks and...
Socks
I just threw a whole bag little away.
Female.
I bet a bunch of Deadpool worn, socks that I'll probably never wear.
They're worn and kind of like holy.
No.
So.
No.
Does anybody really want to wear a sock that Sparky's worn?
Thanks for those kind words. Have you seen his toenails? Back to you. Stick with your job. Start searching.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, too.
All right, you guys ready? Let's kill some people, because it's time for Dead or Alive 2.
Dead or Alive. Theme song.
I want to say that his toes look... if you look at his toes, they're worse than the demilitarization zone in North Korea and South Korea line.
His birthday roast already happened.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, so... I already
know where it's coming.
If you don't remember how to play this game... I am going to give you a person Google. Most people know. You are going to have to put... Why is... Nice. You're going to have to put Dead or Alive on there.
I have to talk slower.
So it can really help me out.
If you think they are alive, put how old you think they are. If you think they are dead, put what year you think they died in. If you get that part right, it is 5 extra chips. For the first celebrity you get right, it is 1, and then it goes up every time. Once you get one wrong, your train ends, and you get those chips, and the next time you'll still be starting back.
We don't have to worry about banking or anything. It's awesome.
No banking. There are 25 of these bad boys, so theoretically you could get 325 chips
if you got them all,
plus any 5 bonuses. Okay, so anyone still alive? That is correct.
Can't take this guy seriously. I don't think
that's right. It is right. If you got kind of 1 through 24, what would you have? You'd have 300. So, and then you add the 25th one. So look it up later. Do the math. All right, so here we go. We're going to start off with Donald Sutherland. Dead or alive?
And we think, we put either if they dead the year they died or if they're alive, how old?
Yep.
The year they... Wait. How old died Ryan? Or the year
died.
Okay.
How old's Ryan?
Which is funny because you just said President Snow.
So it's funny. Again.
By the way, 1 through 24 is 625.
No, it's not.
Keep going.
How much you want to bet?
No.
Uh-oh. $5.
$20.
$5.
$5?
You got it.
$5.
I got him too.
The 25 is 625, just so you know.
He said over 300.
He's making me sweat it out, but $5.
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we go. Flip the boards. Oof. We have dead. I'm assuming that's alive and alive.
Yeah.
So he is definitely alive. He is 88 years old.
Oh, you're
so close. So Tommy and Sparky both start their trains.
What?
All right, number 2.
I'm pretty sure if he was dead, there'd be a lot of Ryan jokes that would have made.
You call me Kiefer, not Donald. All right, number 2 is Suzanne Summers. Suzanne Summers, dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
And not to rush you guys, but we do have 25 of these, so we got to get through this a little quick. All right, ready? Flip the boards.
Samesies, bro.
Everybody said dead. That is correct. But Sparky got the year correct at 2023.
What? So that was last year.
5 chip
okay.
for that.
Okay.
Ab roller, baby.
Dive master.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sparky's train is up to 2. Tommy's train is up to 2. Josh gets his train moving. And the third celebrity is Louis Anderson. Louis Anderson.
Who the fuck? Is that a guy or a girl?
You figure it out.
Hilarious you asked that question. If you've seen the show Baskets, Zach Galifianakis.
I'm just...
All right, ready?
If it's... All right, never mind. I'll just
3, 2, 1, flip. All right, we got dead and alive. Okay. Louis Anderson is dead. He died in 2022.
Oh.
Josh picks up a 5. Sparks' train comes to an end with 3.
It's Josh Spark.
Tommy's train keeps rolling, and Josh's train gets to the second station. All right, celebrity 4. Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren, dead or alive? All right, ready?
Yeah.
Flip.
She 84.
Alive. She is alive. And she is 78 years old.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Talk about someone that ages like milk. Talk about someone that ages like milk.
All right.
She ages like an Irish car bomb.
I think she's pretty sexy.
I'm not going to lie. In National Treasure, when she's wearing her like fucking tight pants, I think she actually looks pretty damn hot.
She was in her 70s then. 60s then.
Yeah.
All right. Number 5. Angela Lansbury. Angela Lansbury.
Who the fuck is that?
It's your mom. I don't know. Sorry. Apologize. I don't know where that came from. Ready? 3, 2, 1, flip.
I want to change the year.
Dead, alive, dead.
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote. 2022. Tommy. Everybody's now got one correct. You're right.
I remember because there was a joke in 2022 about
5. Josh.
She wrote her own 4. Murder or something.
Sparky gets 1 chip.
That's a great joke.
All right. Number 6. Carlton Fisk. Figure this would be in Tommy's wheelhouse. Ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. Alive, alive, alive. He is alive. He is 76 years
old. Damn!
So everybody's train goes up one.
I think the closest person should get one.
All right. Train is moving. Number 7, Luke Perry. Luke Perry.
I really need to get Tommy.
Dead or Tommy alive. Tommy,
somebody's wrong.
Yeah, that would be
helpful.
Ready? In 3.
Nope. Okay.
2, 1, flip. Okay, he is dead. Wrong. The year was 2019, so nobody gets the bonus. But Tommy keeps growing.
How many
growing.
Of these have you gotten?
Oh, crap. I just got a news update that Helen Mirren just died.
You want a board, too?
Ryan, you're sick.
You can play over there. I don't have another marker.
I'm not winning.
All right. Number 8 is Jerry Sandusky. Jerry Sandusky. Real good guy, if you don't know who he is.
No.
Just kidding.
My dad was definitely forced.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. Alive, dead, alive. He is alive, and he is 79. So Sparky's train stops there.
I'm like, as long as I write the same thing.
Tommy's train is just rolling. He's up to the 8th station.
I'm out of this fucking game.
8th station.
Josh is at the 7th station.
I'm still going to bet it wrong, so you
got
to change.
I already got more stations than the Las Vegas monorail.
Number 9, I'm not going to call him a celebrity, but Hamza Bin Laden. Hamza Bin Laden. Dead or alive? Three, two, one, flip.
Uh-oh.
Dead, alive, and alive. He is dead in 2019.
Damn. The song,
how
guys.
The hell did you know
from
that?
A pop star, the movie. That's how I killed Bin Laden.
Yeah, that's
Osama Bin Laden.
Yeah, who did you say?
His Hasma. Son.
Hasma, his oldest son.
Being an idiot works sometimes, guys.
Oh, man.
Wow, my train nice is job. Rolling. I'm about to get some black
up
chips.
Up to 8. Jesus Christ.
That's how I killed Bin Laden. Must be
nice. All right, number 10 is Billy Martin. Billy Martin.
I don't know who the fuck this is.
You were the only one I thought would know who this is.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a baseball guy, obviously.
Okay, I'm wrong. You know who he is. He's the old coach of the Yankees. Ready? Flip.
That guy's dead, right?
Dead. He is dead. He died way back in 1989.
So did I get Josh the year?
I got a train going.
All the way up to 9.
I got a choo-choo.
Longest train choo-choo. You ever had. Choo-choo. All right, I'm running out of singles here. Number 11, Lou Henson. Lou Henson.
This is Dottie Henson's husband.
She should have held on to that. Frickin' baseball. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip.
Uh-oh.
Lou Henson did die, and he died in 2020. Spark. Oh. He's the former Illini head coach.
I guess you're not to put the A or D. This guy hasn't done it once.
Must be one.
He's got to either put a year or an age.
Oh, yeah. If you that's could, all I'm doing.
Call me up some white, buddy.
You know what I'm doing if I'm putting a year or an age.
You guys got that right?
Yes.
Okay, correct. So you're both up to the 2nd station. All right, number 12. Thank you. Shirley Temple. Dead or alive?
Is it Shirley Temple Black?
No, it's a drink.
God.
Yeah, when did the drink die?
I thought she got married.
I'm 25. I'm lost.
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1, flip.
Oh, she died back in 1992.
She did die in 2014. So everybody's train goes up.
Why was my train rolling? Glad I didn't put 97 as I'm like thinking the year and then he goes, oh. Yeah.
Number 13, Morgan Freeman.
The fuck is that? Tomorrow.
I did not want to put him on here. There's two people I feel really
as he's like, and that is how Ryan killed me.
And flip.
He's 82.
He is 86 years old. Damn. Nobody got the year. Sparky was super close again, but everybody's train rolls on.
Come on. Keep on.
All right. Number 14.
I did get it wrong.
Dan Quayle.
What the fuck is that? Is that another Lion Eye coach?
No. Yes. Only have one of those on the list today. Lou Henson also was other team's head coaches, but...
Go.
All right, ready?
He doesn't know how to smoke potato.
He doesn't know about politics.
Flip. He was the former vice president. He is alive. He is 76 years old, so only Josh's train will survive.
That was a 76, not 26.
How old is he?
76. So Sparky.
Oh, wow, he was that young of a vice president.
I had the smallest train, I think.
Oh
yes,
that's Tommy.
Josh had the smallest.
And then I should be.
Thank you.
Those three. Yeah. I messed that up. Sorry, you put them in the different order.
Oh, I did. Okay,
put me on top.
So you're up to three then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for catching up. All right, 15. Jesse Jackson. Just because I said Jackson, it makes me think there's a new documentary about the making of "We Are the World." You know that song? With Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder and
Lionel Richie. Did you see the documentary?
Yeah, it's so good.
I didn't watch it yet. I saw a preview for it. I'm like, I gotta see this.
Lionel Richie is so dang cool. I gotta be honest. I like him way more. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip.
Oh, he did.
Jesse Jackson is alive.
I'm like, he ain't done.
And he's 82 years old. So close. So, Josh, you get those.
I'm like, Sparky's the only one on the board.
I thought he died.
All right, number 16. Like, Dick Butkus. I'm so sorry, Dick. If you weren't here last time, all right, go ahead, flip.
Dead in 2023.
Dead in 2023. Everybody gets a 5-point bonus. Poor Dick Butkus. He was alive when we played this game. Before we could release it.
You're a monster.
He died.
Before we released it.
It was not cool. All right. Number 17. Is Bob Love.
Yeah.
Bob Love.
Who the fuck is Bob Love?
Bob Love.
Well, this could end Spark's train. Ready? Three, two, one.
Ooh.
Bob Love is surprisingly alive. Oh, I thought he had died. So Josh's train ends at one. He is 81 years old. So Tommy goes to the second level, Spark goes to the third. All right, Celebrity 18, David Carradine. David Carradine.
Oh, man.
Bob Love was the point guard for the Chicago Bulls. Sorry. 3, 2, 1, flip. David Carradine, who you might know. Anybody know what he's from?
Kung Fu.
He's from Kung Fu, yes.
Oh.
He's also Kill Bill, right?
That's
also him, yeah. Also, 2001's not right.
He died in 2009. So, what do you have?
I was supposed to be 2011, but it's wrong anyway.
So, 2009, everybody got dead. Okay. So, Tommy goes to level 3. Sparky goes to level 4. Josh is back.
I'm on the board.
Moving on. All right.
Fine, got trained.
Celebrity 19, Leif Garrett. Leif Garrett.
Of the Illinois Garrett?
All right, I wish I could tell you what Leif Garrett did. I know he was popular in the 80s, but I really don't know why. I think he's a singer. Right? 3, 2, 1, flip. He does all those videos with the real stupid people. That, you know what I'm talking about? Like VH1 puts out. Anyway, he's alive. He is 62 years old, so no one gets that.
I was going to go lower. I was going to go 61. Eliminate
Spark, but he's got a bunch there. Tommy's up to level 4. Josh is up to level 2. All right, we got 6 left. Number 20, Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, Larry's mom.
Dead or alive.
And
I wanted to sing it so bad.
Yeah.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. She is dead. She died in the year 1996.
So, I don't think they died recently.
I thought she died in 91.
Yeah.
No, died in 1991.
Tommy's up to station 5. Josh, station 3. Spark, 2 wrong in a row.
Just call me like that movie, Unstoppable.
Number 21. You need
Denzel Washington to board me.
Does that make him Chris Pine? I'm Chris Pine. 21 is Tom Seaver. Tom Seaver.
I got a fever, and I need some Tom Seaver. Nice. I don't know.
Ready?
Ooh.
Three, two, one.
I went Alive in 84.
Probably should have won.
So we got Alive, Alive, Dead. Tom Seaver is dead. He died in 2020. Oh. So Josh's train comes to an end. But Tommy's train goes to
You remember the joke they say that he died by Cleaver?
Definitely mistaked him with Tom Berenger.
Oh, Tom Seaver is a baseball pitcher?
Yes, not the catcher for the Cleveland Indians in Major League Baseball.
I definitely fucked that up.
That is 100% who I was talking about when I said 79.
Nice. All right, number 22, Sherman Hemsley. Yeah. Sherman Hemsley.
No fucking clue.
You guys need some culture. Just kidding. You ignorant swine. 3, 2, 1, flip.
Alive in 64.
Alive and dead. Sherman Hemsley is dead. He is Mr. Jefferson from the Jeffersons.
Fuck you, bitches.
2016. Tommy's train finally comes to
2016.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 2012. I was looking at his 2016. Sorry. Wrong. So here's a chip for me being an idiot.
Yes!
And Sparky's train is the only
Am I trying to?
You're the only train on the tracks.
Choo-choo!
All right, number 23.
Tell Dakota how to eat.
William Daniels. William Daniels.
What the fuck is this? I thought they were celebrities. I gotta remember
definitely
your,
a celebrity.
I gotta remember you're almost dead.
Well, technically, you're gonna die before he is. October 26th. Countdown app.
Would anyone be surprised if I died before October 26th? No one. All right, 3, 2, 1, flip. All right, so we got one alive and two deads. William Daniels, by the way, is Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World. Okay. He is alive.
No yeah, bitches!
He is 96.
Choo-choo. So choo-choo. Number two.
Choo-choo you.
Choo-choo.
Yeah.
All right, two celebrities left.
Yeah, bitches.
Boop, boop. William the Refrigerator Perry.
Oh, fuck.
William Perry. Dead or alive. And William Daniels was the other guy I felt really guilty. I did not want to put Mr. Feeny on the list. But
couldn't he's 96.
Couldn't think of any Feeny. Old people.
Feeny.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. Alive, alive, dead. He is alive.
Oh, and
he is only... shockingly, 61 years old.
Fuck. Yeah.
So,
was he a baby on that team? Yeah.
He was a rookie.
That was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Was a rookie. And the final celebrity, Maureen McCormick. Maureen McCormick.
Did she build McCormick Place?
Yeah.
Is that why she's a celebrity?
She did get hit in the nose once.
Oh, I know who that is. I know who that is. I don't know what year that was. I mean, how old she is.
3, 2, 1, flip. Dead, dead, alive. She is very much alive.
Marsha Brady.
Yep. Yeah,
she's
I knew that.
67.
But I thought she died.
So, Sparky.
No, I would know because Patch would have been sad.
He's sad.
And
every day.
Tommy, this goes to you. We got a lot of chips to count up. So, while we do that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm already done counting.
Okay, all right. I guess we don't need to do any of that.
Let's I'm not see. Like the other two, though, who fucking have a shit ton.
Josh is looking at 160.
Wow. Blow me. I got 109.
Here, let me give you the 100, the black chip. So
I get a black chip.
Can I get a green?
Oh, no, what's going on over here?
Oh, you might have 200.
No. All right. He's close, but not... there yet. Oh. Jesus.
So what do you got?
195.
90. 194.
194.
Very nice.
Oh, I did this wrong.
Okay. Josh has how much?
160.
So this is back to a regular...
109.
Okay. Regular Final Jeopardy. It's just a question. You get it right or you get it wrong. You got to put in your bid.
What's the category? We'll do bids.
And the category is...
Cheese pizza.
Pod. That's the category.
Pod.
Pod. So go ahead and make your bids, gentlemen. Good luck. Who is going to be picking from the wheel or the board of punishments tonight? Sparky's trying to claim it, but Josh has not put his bid in yet, so no one is dead until after that happens. Who knows where Josh is going?
Trying to guess what the question's going to be right now, but I'm not.
Oh, my pen broke. Look at that shit.
But yeah, I'm feeling your sadness for football ending.
Yeah.
With nothing this Sunday, I'm like, oh, this is what Ryan was talking about.
Dude, the talent show is tomorrow night.
The talent show. Oh.
Yeah, the NFL talent.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you why I'm okay.
Yeah, it's right.
Because
Thursday night?
I hit the wall with losing fantasy. So that's why I hit the wall. I didn't really care all that much about playoff football because I knew the Dolphins were going to get raped. And then after that, it was just like, it's been, I don't know. It's been kind of bad football, right? The playoffs, kind of. I don't know, from my point of view.
Last weekend was pretty good.
I don't want them to name Lamar Jackson MVP because he's just so terribly bad every playoffs. Every playoffs.
You got that going for him.
All right, so let's put in the bids. Let's show me what you got, Spark. You going first?
We're showing everyone.
Not showing everyone. You zero. Bid zero and told me to do something I can't repeat. I was going to say I guarantee Josh bid zero.
33.
And 33.
All right, guys, well, I lost.
So this is already over.
Yeah, sorry. That's why I should show the bids.
All right, so here we go. But
can we rebid so there's actually a chance?
Absolutely not.
Why would you bid zero?
Yeah, I don't
know. I have no
clue.
All right, here's the question. Let's see who gets it. Name either of the two hosts of the number one podcast in America right now, New Heights.
Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce.
Okay, thanks for not writing it down. But yes, those are both
the I thought it didn't matter. Answers.
And congratulations, Tommy.
You are the everybody. Winner.
I have Matthew.
Yahoo!
We get to see the board.
Sparky gets the board. Oh, Sparky gets to do the punishment board, so Sparky can get up.
Let me record this.
I will make the wheel noise.
Let me record this as
to
he
see,
goes to the board.
How what happens? And now I'm in first place in the league.
Oh, all right. Hey, Sparkles. In every contest, there has to be a loser. I'm sorry, I've gone too far. What's the rule?
Don't lose.
This wheel's really long.
Sparky looks like he was a bouncer in the 1800s Old West.
Oh, top middle. Top middle.
All right.
He's going with.
Is it handwriting you can read?
Uh-oh.
He threw the card.
He threw the card.
The answer is.
No cell phone for 24 hours.
No cell phone for 24 hours.
Family starting now.
Let's talk texting. Spark about poker.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
If he comes to poker tomorrow, he's gonna be like, he's the only one with his phone in his pocket. Everyone's got it on the table.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Time is the winner. Spark is the loser, and no phone for him. And we'll figure out this 24-hour time period. So.